It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Renee Montaigne is visiting member station KNAU in Flagstaff, Arizona, which is celebrating its 25th anniversary. Happy anniversary to you. I'm Steve Inskeep. The many people watching the debate over a possible auto industry bailout include retirees who depend on that industry. They've been watching this week as Detroit auto executives went before Congress to say that without $25 billion in loans, they could face bankruptcy. Dustin Dwyer of Michigan Radio visited one of the retirees yesterday.
Dave Anderson lives in a small house with a great view in Clarkston, Michigan. His living room looks out over a lake that sits just across the street. He lives there with his wife, Alicia, his two kids, and his two Pomeranians. Yesterday, the TV was tuned in to the hearings on Capitol Hill. Anderson's been following the hearings closely this week.
They say that's going right along party lines, so every Republican that I've seen grill the auto execs, I don't think they're going to vote in favor of it.
Anderson's worried about what happens if the loans don't get approved. GM and Chrysler say they both face an immediate cash crisis, and it could force them out of business.
You see all those communities affected. It will be quite a shock.
Anderson spent more than 31 years at General Motors before retiring this summer. He worked as a UAW-represented carpenter at GM facilities. When times were good for GM, Anderson could pick up overtime and make more than $100,000 a year.
For 7-8 years, we made very decent money, money that, you know, a lawyer would have been happy to make.
As a carpenter, Anderson spent much of his career building new facilities for GM and setting up office space for new workers. But in recent years, the job changed. Anderson's job became more about tearing things down.
It got so dismal just going into a building and tearing apart office cubicles. People had lost their jobs. They, you know, pretty much just, you know, they leave mementos around and you just go, wow, you know, this is another job lost.
So this July, Anderson retired, and he got a nice check to do so. GM's been trying to clear out its older workforce. Tens of thousands of them have taken cash incentives to leave their jobs. Anderson got about $62,000. That's on top of the pension and health care benefits that he gets as a retiree. Those generous kinds of severance agreements have caught the attention of lawmakers on Capitol Hill, and some question whether taxpayers who don't make as much money as a UAW member should be asked to foot the bill for generous buyouts like Anderson's.
It's my understanding that this is a low-interest loan. GM, Ford, and Chrysler, their intentions are to repay this. Whether they do or not, that remains to be seen. I believe that eventually they will be capable of paying it.
Many on Capitol Hill are doubtful that will happen. Anderson says his worry is that the executives won't be able to convince enough lawmakers in time to get the money they need to save their companies. And he says that puts his pension and his health care at risk. And it will have ripple effects across the economy. Dave's wife, Alicia, has already seen those ripple effects herself.
Just with the economy, it just doesn't seem very hopeful.
Alicia Anderson was a receptionist for a healthcare provider, but she's been out of work since August. Until recently, healthcare had been a strong sector of the Michigan economy. But Alicia says now she can't find a job. And she doesn't think people in Washington understand just how much worse things will be if the Detroit carmakers are forced into bankruptcy.
No, I don't think they do. I don't think they understand it. I think they should come to Michigan. I think they should talk to the real people. You know, people living through this, trying to just survive this.
For now, Alicia and Dave Anderson say they consider themselves fortunate. Dave still has his pension and his health care. They're just not sure how long those will last if GM goes under. For NPR News, I'm Dustin Dwyer in Ann Arbor, Michigan.